I'm standing on Haven Green in the centre of Ealing, and it was here in the early hours of this morning that some of the worst disturbances in Ealing were seen. I'm standing in front of a branch of Tesco Express, which has three large plate glass windows in the front. Those plate glass windows are completely smashed through, and a vehicle looks like it's mounted the pavement and possibly drove into a barrier or into the front of the shop. Next to Tesco's, there's a pizza restaurant that too has been smashed through, and a bookmaker's also with smashed windows, and Thai restaurant. This row of shops is a popular place for people coming out for an evening out. There's a number of restaurants and cafes here. They look as though many of them have been boarded up overnight. And of course, the disturbances last night have had a knock-on effect of people trying to get to work this morning. The whole of Ealing Broadway, a very busy thoroughfare in West London, is closed. There are police marking the main entrances there, and police tape preventing people from getting onto Ealing Broadway, and that's having a huge effect on people who are trying to get to work this morning. Traffic congestion around the area is absolutely appalling. People trying to get to work, trying to get to go about their business, are finding it very difficult to do so. They're taking rat runs, they're taking the side streets, trying to get to where they want to go in any way that they can. I think for many people here in Ealing, it's the sense is one of shock. It's not... the scenes that we saw last night are not the sort of scenes that one would expect in a place like Ealing. It's a quiet, mostly residential area with a large number of families, quite affluent in some places. So to see the scenes of destruction that we saw last night are very unexpected. And as people wake up this morning here in Ealing, they're standing around looking at the destruction that happened overnight and thinking, how could it have happened in a place like Ealing?